Have you ever been in any clubs, or are you very active in church or anything?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty active in church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a deacon in church.
Tell me some about your parents, where they were born and what sort of work they did.
Well, they farmed all the days, and ever since I've been knowing them, they've been here. I don't know where they were born there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my mother was born out there around Port Hudson, and my dad is born in Wilson, I believe now.
Wilson?
Louisiana.
Uh-huh. And your mother was born in?
Port Hudson.
Uh-huh. That's not too far from here, is it?
That's right across the mouth of Zach.
Do you know if they could read and write, or? They couldn't?
Grandmother
might
could read a
little
back
when
in
high
school. You
remember? Who? Grandmother. Yeah, listen. My daddy could read the Bible, but he couldn't read no writing or books or nothing. He read the Bible.
Does it print?
What about, do you know anything about your grandparents on your mother's side?
I know them. I know them a little bit. But I didn't know too much about him because he died when I was awful small.
Do you know where either of your mother's parents were born?
I sure don't.
Do you know what work they did or? What about on your father's side? Were they from around here or would you know?
Did what?
Were they born around here, or would you know that?
I wouldn't know that. I couldn't tell you that and be sure.
What about your wife? How old is she?
How old are you, Wilma? 64 or 63?
54.
64.
Is she a Baptist too? What about her education?
Went to ninth grade.
She very active in
church?
Church or
club? Oh yeah, church, not no club. We don't believe in no club.
Were your parents born here? Or?
My mother's parents came from Wilson, and my father's parents came from off all the branch.
What about your parents? Your mother and father?
I see my mother.
Using
their
pants.
Oh, pants.
Using
your pants. Your pants.
Oh,
my
pants?
Yeah.
Somebody lived in Uncle Bill. Yeah, I said, Mama, that's what I thought she was talking about. I said, Mother came from Wilson. And my daddy came from Olive Branch.
Olive Branch?
Yeah. Right up the road there.
Right up the plank road there. Up on those, like going to Clinton.
About 3 miles, about 4 miles.
Tell me some about what the Zachary area is like, how much it's changed since you...
Boy, it done changed wonderful. Here's muddy streets through there, and old ditches all on the side of the road, and... Didn't have no cesspool toilets or nothing, but all the filter stuff just run right out in the ditch, stuck and everything else. Bushes, briars, and everything right on the side of the road. You had to walk in the road. There wasn't no sidewalks on there, no less. Somebody just started a little pass through there, and you followed through there. I mean, wasn't raining, you could probably go through there. If you went through that rain, you had to have on a slicker suit, because then you'd get wet.
Where do most people around here work? Do they farm much? Or?
Back those days or now?
Both.
Oh, back yonder, they didn't do nothing but farm. But now, lately, people took all the past cows, put cows on the past and took all the farm, and that's what made the Abbeys quit and get a little start after they put them all, because they took the past, making pastures and cows and things, and just stopped. Old weavers got so bad. After 1905, I believe that when the boy weavers come in here, and after then, up until about, 18 to 25, Well, when it was in a big bloom, but after then, while it went to going down, and people just, white folks had all the farms. You count the colored people around you, had their own land. On one hand, Franklin had some fingers left because of, they didn't believe in nothing but the white man then. So then everybody went to branching out for, they had to branch out for themselves then. Then jobs got pretty good at the start of the oil. A lot of refineries went to moving in here, and after they went to moving in here, well then people went to coming up a little bit, colored people rather.
Are there about as many colored people here as there are white people?
More colored than there's white around in here, yeah. See, you used to, one white man used to have as much as 15 and 20 people on his place, share hands on his place. And they had big families, and just that one man, his wife, made his dad. When his son got big enough, well, he went somewhere, and I don't know what they called it, but just say, I'm going to take this piece of land from here, from this road to the other road, and go downtown or somewhere or another, and that's where they come by, just go down there and pay tax or do something to it that time, you know.